Page 37. 90 years of broadcast.
Hello, Marconi House, London, calling.
It was on the 14th of November 1922 when the BBC crackled into life. At around 5:33 p.m, a short news bulletin was read by Arthur Burrows.
Duello, Marconi House, London, calling.
The occasion was marked at 5:33 p.m. today with 2LO calling, a specially commissioned three-minute piece by the musician Damon Albarn. Making a work aimed to appeal to the whole world sounds like a tricky brief. Before Twitter, before Facebook, before the internet, before television, there was this piece of cutting-edge communications technology, the 2LO, the BBC's first ever radio transmitter, from which the very notion of public service broadcasting was born. New Broadcasting House represents the BBC's future.
The BBC is always on the tightrope, always. Throughout my time, everybody's saying, you know, I was there from the mid-60s to the mid-70s, and people were saying, will the BBC survive? Will the licence survive? You know? The great thing is that actually the great British public loved the BBC.
Here is the news read by Derek Baker.
The BBC is a national institution which, over the last 90 years, notwithstanding its current problems, has become widely seen as a global treasure.
Copyright BBC.